Good evening. This is Akashwani, and I am Nishit Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi reviews security situation with Army commanders, grants full authority for counteraction in the kinetic domain in case of ceasefire violation by Pakistan. DGMO briefs media on Operation Sindoor, says terror hubs decimated, several strategic targets neutralized during the operation, more than 100 terrorists killed, including high-value targets. Director General of Military Operations, Lieutenant General Rajiv Ghai, warns of fierce and punitive response for any misadventure by Pakistan, to hold talks with his Pakistani counterpart tomorrow to work out modalities of ceasefire agreement. Indian Air Force struck Pak air bases across the Western Front. Navy compelled Pakistani naval and air units to be in a defensive posture. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh says Operation Sindoor is a symbol of India's political, social and strategic will. And in women's cricket, India win the Tri-Nation ODI series, defeating host Sri Lanka by 97 runs in Colombo. And now the news in detail. Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi reviewed the security situation with the army commanders of the western borders following ceasefire and airspace violations last night. Indian Army said the Army Chief has granted full authority to the army commander for counteraction in the kinetic domain to any violation of the understanding reached after the DGMO talks yesterday. Director General of Military Operations, DGMO of the Indian Army, Lieutenant General Rajiv Ghai, today said strikes across 9 terror hubs in Pakistan and POJK under Operation Sindoor killed over 100 terrorists. Briefing media in New Delhi this evening, the DGMO said they include strategic targets such as Yusuf Azhar, Abdul Malik Rauf and Mudassir Ahmed that were involved in the hijack of IC-814 and the Pulwama blast.
I have no doubt in my mind that we achieved total surprise, and those strikes across those 9 terror hubs left more than 100 terrorists killed, including high-value targets such as Yusuf Azhar, Abdul Malik Rauf and Mudassir Ahmed that were involved in the hijack of IC-814 and the Pulwama blast.
The DGMO stated that Operation Sindoor was conceptualized with a clear military aim to punish the perpetrators and planners of terror and to destroy the terror infrastructure. Operation Sindoor set into motion a very diligent and microscopic scouring of the terror landscape across the borders and the identification of terror camps and training sites.
There were 9 camps that you are now all familiar with, which were confirmed by our various intelligence agencies to be inhabited. Some of these were in POJK, while there were others that were located in the Punjab province in Pakistan. Nefarious places such as Muridke, the hub center of the Lashkar-e-Taiba, has over the years bred infamous characters such as Ajmal Kasab and the likes of David Headley. What followed was a careful scrutiny of each of these sinister locations, their layout, configuration, even the type of construction in each structure and the terrain obtained around these.
The DGMO said he spoke to his Pak counterpart yesterday afternoon, who proposed cessation of hostilities. He added that this resulted in cessation of cross-border firing and air intrusions by either side. Both sides also decided to speak at 12 p.m. tomorrow to discuss the modalities that would enable the longevity of this understanding. Lieutenant General Rajiv Ghai, however, expressed disappointment that it took only a couple of hours for Pakistan Army to violate these arrangements by cross-border and across the line of control firing followed by drone intrusions. He said another hotline message has been sent to his counterpart, highlighting that if there are violations of the understanding tonight or later, these will be responded to fiercely and punitively. The DGMO stressed that the Chief of the Army Staff General Upendra Dwivedi has granted full authority to the Army commander for counteraction in case of any violation by Pakistan.
If repeated tonight, subsequently or later. In this regard, I must inform all of you that the Chief of Army Staff has earlier today conducted a security review and has granted full authority to our Army commanders for counteractions in the kinetic domain in case of any violation by Pakistan. In the end, I pay my solemn homage to my 5 fallen colleagues and brothers from the armed forces and civilians who have tragically lost their lives in Operation Sindoor. Our hearts go out to the bereaved families.
On being asked about how many Pakistani planes were downed, Director General of Air Operations Air Marshal A.K. Bharti said their planes were prevented from entering inside the border and a few planes were definitely down. Air Marshal Bharti also said that the Air Force has achieved its objective and all the pilots are back home.
All these waves were neutralized by our trained crew using the air defense systems that they have, and also some of them were utilized using our legacy systems like Pechoras and IF Samar, which we have recently acquired. Some were neutralized by the Garud snipers. There was no damage on ground from these incursions and these mass raids, if I could call them, from the Pakistani side.
Addressing the briefing, Vice Admiral A.N. Pramod said Navy compel Pakistani naval and air units to be in a defensive posture.
Thereafter, our forces remained forward deployed in the Northern Arabian Sea in a decisive and deterrent posture with full readiness and capacity to strike select targets at sea and on land, including Karachi, at time of our choosing. The forward deployment of the Indian Navy compelled Pakistani naval and air units to be in a defensive posture, mostly inside harbors or very close to the coast, which we monitored continuously. The Indian Navy maintained seamless maritime domain awareness throughout the duration and was entirely aware of the location and movement of Pakistani units.
We now go over to our correspondent Suparna Saikia for more on today's defense briefing. Suparna, what are the other key points of today's briefing?
Yes, Nishit. India is in no mood to play and has warned Pakistan that India's response to any ceasefire violation from their side will be fierce and punitive. Indian Air Force has driven home the point that all its objectives were met and all the pilots are back home. During Operation Sindoor, India's air defense preparedness ensured that there is no damage on ground to any of the intended targets that the enemy might have planned for. All the waves of Pakistani unmanned aerial systems and drones were neutralized by trained crew using the air defense system. On the 8th of May, a decision was taken by the armed forces to strike where it would hurt the most. An air force targeted Pakistan's air bases, command centers, military infrastructure, and air defense systems across the entire Western Front. This sent a clear message that aggression will not be tolerated. Indian Navy was deployed with capacity to strike at sea and land, including Karachi. This forced the Pakistani Navy to remain mostly in harbor or near port. Back to you, Nishit.
Thanks, Suparna, for the updates. Earlier today, Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a high-level meeting at his residence. Defence Minister, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval, Chief of the Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan, Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi, Navy Chief Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi and Air Force Chief Air Chief Marshal Amarpreet Singh were present. The world leaders have welcomed the ceasefire between India and Pakistan as a key move to reduce tensions between the two countries. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres welcomed the development, urging both nations to build on this progress. UK Foreign Secretary David Lammy has described the ceasefire as hugely welcomed and called on both the countries to maintain calm. EU Foreign Chief Kaja Kallas emphasized the significance of the ceasefire and the need for vigilance to ensure it holds. Saudi Arabia's Foreign Ministry, in a statement, expressed optimism that the ceasefire will contribute to the restoration of peace and security in the region. Thousands of people, including many from far-off areas, bid a teary farewell to Havildar Murali Nayak today, who laid down his life in the service to the nation. He was laid to rest with full military honours coupled with state honours. Native of Kalitanda village in Sri Satya Sai district of Andhra Pradesh, Havildar Nayak was martyred in a cross-border firing by the Pakistani forces along the line of control on the night of 8th of May. The state government has announced an ex gratia of 50 lakh rupees, 5 acres of agricultural land, 300 square yards of plot, and a job to the next of the kin in his family. A total of 97 flights were cancelled at the Delhi airport today. This includes one international departure, 44 domestic arrivals and 52 domestic departures. Passengers have been advised to check with their airlines for updated flight information and alternative travel arrangements. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back to the news at 9. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said Operation Sindoor is not just a military action but a symbol of India's political, social and strategic will. The Defence Minister said this after virtually inaugurating the BrahMos Aerospace Integration and Testing Facility in Lucknow today. The Defence Minister said the operation has shown that whenever India takes any action against terrorism, even the land across the border will not be safe for the terrorists and their masters. Talking about BrahMos, Defence Minister said BrahMos is a confluence of the highest defence technology of India and Russia. He said in the coming times it will create direct or indirect employment opportunities in this region and will emerge as a growth center.
Make in India, make forward. हमारे लिए रक्षा क्षेत्र में आत्मनिर्भरता का अर्थ बहुत व्यापक है. हम इस विचार के साथ आगे बढ़ रहे हैं कि हमें खुद के लिए आर्म्स एंड इक्विपमेंट बनाना ही है. साथ ही साथ हमें पूरी दुनिया को एक्सपोर्ट भी करना है. दुनिया की मिलिट्री मार्केट में अपार संभावनाएं हैं. हाल ही में मैं स्टॉकहोम इंटरनेशनल पीस रिसर्च इंस्टीट्यूट की एक रिपोर्ट पढ़ रहा था. उसमें उन्होंने यह बताया है कि वर्ल्ड मिलिट्री एक्सपेंडिचर 2024 में बढ़कर 2,718 बिलियन डॉलर हो गया. आप सोचिए, आर्म्स एंड इक्विपमेंट का इतना बड़ा मार्केट हमारी राह देख रहा है. इसलिए हमें बेहद मजबूती से भारत को दुनिया के लिए एक अट्रैक्टिव डिफेंस प्रोडक्ट हब के रूप में विकसित करने की ओर आगे बढ़ना ही होगा. आज का दिन उस विचार की तरफ बढ़ाया गया हमारा एक और ठोस कदम है.
The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has conducted searches at 42 locations in 8 states under the ongoing Operation Chakra 5 against digital arrest. The searches were conducted in 8 states. The CBI said in a statement that under the operation, searches were carried out at the premises of various point-of-sales agents of telecom operators allegedly acting in connivance with cyber crime criminals and unknown executives of telecom service providers in issuing SIM cards. ISRO chairman Dr. V. Narayanan today said that the NASA ISRO synthetic approach radar satellite is likely to be launched next month. Talking to Akashvani Agartala, Mr. Narayanan said the radar satellite has got two major payloads and has microwave remote sensing satellite. He said one payload has been made by the US and another by India. President of Ukraine Volodymyr Zelensky has welcomed the indication that Russia may be considering ending the war, calling it a positive sign. He emphasized the importance of a full, lasting and reliable ceasefire as the first step towards peace. Zelensky said that the ceasefire must cover all areas, land, sea and air, and should last at least 30 days. Earlier, Russian President Vladimir Putin has said that Russia is ready for direct talks with Ukraine. The development comes after European leaders from United Kingdom, France, Germany and Poland travel to Kyiv and call for a full and unconditional ceasefire. In women's cricket, India defeated Sri Lanka by 97 runs to clinch the Tri-Nation ODI series at R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo today. Chasing the target of 343 runs, hosts Sri Lanka were all out for 245 in only 48.2 overs. Earlier opting to bat first, India posted 342 runs for the loss of 7 wickets in the stipulated 50 overs. Maharashtra's athletes continue their winning streak at the Khelo India Youth Games. On the 8th day of the games, Maharashtra won another gold medal, increasing their total medal count to 75, including 28 gold medals. Maharashtra has maintained the top position from the beginning. Maharashtra players have also won 22 silver and 25 bronze medals. Karnataka is in the second place and Rajasthan is in the third. Seasoned archer Deepika Kumari and Parth Salunkhe bagged bronze medals as India finished their campaign with 7 medals at the Archery World Cup Stage 2 today in Shanghai, China. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi reviews security situation with Army commanders, grants full authority for counteraction in the kinetic domain in case of ceasefire violation by Pakistan. DGMO briefs media on Operation Sindoor, says terror hubs decimated, several strategic targets neutralized during the operation, more than 100 terrorists killed, including high-value targets. Director General of Military Operations, Lieutenant General Rajiv Ghai, warns of fierce and punitive response for any misadventure by Pakistan to hold talks with his Pakistani counterpart tomorrow to work out modalities of ceasefire agreement. Indian Air Force struck Pak air bases across the Western Front. Navy compelled Pakistani naval and air units to be in a defensive posture. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh says Operation Sindoor is a symbol of India's political, social and strategic will. And in women's cricket, India win the Tri-Nation ODI series, defeating host Sri Lanka by 97 runs in Colombo. And that's all in the news at 9 tonight.